and they just don't get it. They just don't get it. Fuck it, cause mama, I'm in love with a hot girl.
Yeah, welcome to the first edition of Believe the Hype Life on Cliff Central with your boy Muriski. I got Duncan in the studio. N6 just walked in. Hustle Kid is here. PS DJs, what's happening? Yeah. It's a Friday.
You know how it is.
N6, I see you, nigga.
Yo, we fresh off the plane, right?
Oh, yeah, you fresh off the plane, huh?
He can barely even talk. Like, he jet lag. What's poppin', John?
I'm blessed. Can't complain.
I haven't seen this nigga like for a minute.
How do you guys know each other? I think listeners need to know about that.
Well, basically, like, we used to work together when I was working in Nigeria.
True.
At Cool FM.
True.
Yeah. Like, my first time in Nigeria, I was working over there. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool-ass dude, too.
Thanks, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, I go by the name Muriski, and this is my show alongside some of the best anchors on the planet.
Ooh.
I mean, we got... my main man N6 out here. I've got Hustle Kid. I've got the dopest club DJs you can ever find. I'm talking about Kong and Haram and
get
all the other dopest spots around Joburg.
PS
DJs.
You know how it is.
Yeah. Believe the hype.
That's what's
believe
up.
That.
Are we going to drop the nay nay? What are we going to do? Drop the nay nay? Drop the nay nay?
Let's trap queen. Let's trap queen.
Oh, Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap, trap queen. Oh, that nigga, man. Yeah, shout out to all the trap queens.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since your pretty ass, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing below.
She my trap. Yo, let's see real quick. I just wanna shout out two of my colored honeys. They my trap queens. Shout out to them. Shout out to them. Yup.
What happens know what to it the is. Negro?
So you ain't rolling with the eye patch.
Y'all,
shout out to all the trap queens.
For real, shout out.
Big shout out. Yeah. Well, today's hashtag is I am urban street culture.
Nice.
Woo,
long guys.
Nice. I am urban street culture, huh?
Nice.
What does that mean to you, Hustle Kid?
Man, that's life, dog. That's it means life to me, dog. Waking up in the morning, you know what I mean? Taking a breath of fresh air in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Smoking some of that Bob Marley. Getting your mind right, hitting the streets. It's just part of life, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
So when did you actually realize that that's actually part of you?
Oh, let me tell you, don't even have to end that. That was when I was like 9 years old. My Uncle Charles left.
Uncle Charles.
He left like Life After Death.
Shout out to Tupac, Uncle Charles.
Yeah, shout out to him. Tupac, All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
Chronic. What was it? Naughty by Nature. He left some albums.
What about Uncle Luke and the Two Live Crew?
Nah, he wasn't into the Florida stuff.
Oh,
he was
an
East Coast guy.
So he wasn't fucking with the South.
Yeah, he was just on the East Coast shit. So
when
I heard that as a youngin, I was like, oh nah, this is life right here.
Oh, okay. And then you and N6.
Hey yo, probably for as long as I can remember, I've been on that urban grind.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria is not really heavy on, you know, keeping that street culture. We got our own dress code, got our kaftan business going on, which is heavy in my country.
Yeah.
But, you know, hip-hop has always been a talent. I play basketball as well.
True.
So I'm guessing I was, you know, blessed with the curse of just being within that energy, sagging jeans, trainers, sneaker life.
Yeah.
You know, so growing older... It's become more difficult for me. I put on a suit if you pay me to. Like, if it's an award show, if it's a gala night, if that's the dress code, I'll come through. But you won't catch me dead. I got to have my jewelry on. You know, I need to feel it. You know, jewelry on.
Timepiece,
diamond, princess cut in the
air. Feeling myself.
You know, bungee jacket, all that business. So,
pants
street
sagging.
Culture for me. Yeah, street culture for me. It's here to stay, as far as I'm concerned.
And, quick, I just want to clear something up. Some people think pants sagging, you're like literally sagging your pants on purpose. No.
No,
the
that's
pants
for the
are doing its
folk.
Own thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's some people that actually literally try to, sag on purpose.
And there's two ways of actually sagging the pants. Not
the
putting your ass out.
Exactly. Yeah, shorties need to realize they got them low-rider jeans as well.
Exactly.
And to some people, it's offensive. Some people, it's offensive. It's like, she got jeans. And
you know what I mean?
Midway through a butt cheek. But that's the way they're designed these days, just for the swag.
I'm telling you.
Just for the swag.
Some people take
thick thighs popping out.
Yeah.
Some people be messing up, though.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey. especially at the club, some of these stocks, they're not looking so hot.
Suki, Suki now. And I know the DJs, they know about that.
Oh, yeah, I know
them clubs,
they see it all the time.
Every weekend, we see that.
Every weekend.
How do you guys deal with that on a regular?
Mm.
You just let it go, man. You know, you're there to play your music. You know, you don't care. You're like, whatever.
They play the neutral ground. They play the neutral ground, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you got to keep your mind focused on the music. Man. Yeah, speaking of music and six, dropped the exclusive 7 days ago.
Yo, my Nigerian MILF, right? Yeah. My bad. My Nigerian MILF told me about that. My Nigerian MILF was telling me about it. Tell me about it. I can't even say no names because, like, she's the wife of a governor, so I can't say no names. But what's good on that, dog? What's good on that?
Yeah,
it's a fabulous feeling. I've been working on my album, Business Before Pleasure. Nigeria is tired of me. I think I've got the most postponed debut album.
Hey, you're just making sure it's right. That's all. That's all. Good food take time.
I've been pushing. I got the first single with Inyanya, huge. It was called Get Wild. It was huge. And you know, so this time I did an interview one time and I got asked about Business Before Pleasure, and they were like, "Look, you're turning into the Nigerian Dr. Dre. Can we get the album?" And that hit me. That hit me in the sauce spot. I have been promoting it, so I jumped in the studio, and the album was ready or is ready. But you know how it is where you just feel, I need that one song. I have a lot of B-plus songs, but I need that A song.
Okay.
And, you know, and I was looking for an artist who cuts across Africa.
Yeah.
And, you know, Maydi has been on that grind for a minute. I mean, from P-Square, Chop
Most
My Money.
Yeah.
He had the track with Mafiki Zolo.
Most definitely.
You know, he's taking a chill pill now, I'm guessing, with the kid and all. But, you know, we jumped in the studio. And we weren't even aiming to make a big song. He was just pissed off, like, I'm not on your album. What's wrong with you? So we sat back and we worked with a young man called Phil Keys and just ended up at a hit. Matter of fact, I was sleeping. I just, in my dream, I was just, you know, I had this bass line going on. And then I woke up. And I was like, is that my song or your song? And he said, not your song, you know, that's it. Come and do your rap thing. So that's pretty much it. We shot the video. Shot the video about 2 days later.
Yeah.
You know, Business Before Pleasure is more than more than an album title. It's my frame of mind daily. So we shot the video about 2 days later. Nigeria is showing so much love. Africa is just showing me a lot of love. Probably that's why I'm here as well. And the video was meant to come out May 10th, which was my birthday.
Okay.
But, you know, what happened was...
Happy belated birthday, nigga. Damn, what you do?
Taro season. Taro season.
I know you turned up. I know how I go out there. I know how I go.
Hey, yo. Shout outs to Diddy.
Oh.
I don't know if he gave us his black hat. It was a Ciroc night.
Oh, my God.
We did 10 bucks, 15 Dom Perignons, 30 Rosés, 20 Ciroc. You know how we do in Lagos.
Okay, hold on.
Literally fed half the country.
Hold up. Tell me.
I got the bill. 15 Dom Perignons, 30 bottles of rosé, 20 bottles of Ciroc.
Yeah.
The
usual.
And I got so wasted. I woke up in the morning, 9 a.m. in the morning, in my car.
Wow.
I don't know.
How'd you get
I remember
there?
Driving home.
Oh,
I wasn't that wasted. I remember driving home, but I woke up in the morning in my car and I forgot I was meant to drop the song on my birthday.
At least you're getting the truth.
Yeah.
I dropped it on the 11th. I dropped the audio on the 11th. Dropped the video on the 13th. You know, we're here now.
Dope.
Dope, man. I saw the reception is nice out there on YouTube. So,
thank you.
Actually, real quick.
Yeah.
What's your style of rapping?
To be honest,
you have a term, like a name for it?
Nah, B. I'm not even trying to adulterate hip hop, true hip hop. I'm not gonna tell you I do Nigerian pop rap. That's bollocks. I try to keep it hip hop. I try to keep it rap.
All day, every day.
But no, it's none of that. It's none of that. I'm not gonna come from that angle. No, it is strictly hip hop. But what I ended up trying to do was to put a classic N6 touch to it, so that way. And I'm not trying to die anytime soon. But if I'm dead and you hear a record, you can say, that's N6, you know, because Tupac had that, Biggie had it, and you know, who else? A lot of people, LL Cool J, they're people you hear their music today, and it's rap, and you can swear that's Tupac.
Yeah.
If it's not Tupac, it's someone trying to copy Tupac.
Yeah,
you know. So I keep it hip hop, but you know, for for the people who like a little rhythm in their music, you know, I'll sing 4 bars just to make you happy. I'd rap 12 bars, I'll sing 4. Because Africa needs that balance.
See, you can sing. Yeah. I call it harmonizing. Harmonize, you feel me? I can't really sing like that Drake stuff, but you know,
Nah. You trying to get on that Casey and JoJo, nigga?
Like, yo, there's some songs, man, there's just that time when you feel it, you know what I mean? You just gotta harmonize to
true
certain
story.
Shit.
Yeah, boy, true story.
Nah. Anyway, it's 20+1. Friday, May 2015.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people drop an exclusive. You know what I'm saying? This is up in the club. I'm a main man, and six featuring May D.
Go check the video out on YouTube.
Time. Do your thing. Believe the Hype, we drop nothing but exclusives with my main man N6 featuring May D with a song called Up in the Club. What do you guys think about that jam, man?
Nigeria, stand up.
Yo, I can see all the bad females that I used to party with in Aura.
What's wrong? You can curse, you can say bad bitches.
All the bad bitches out
You should see the video. We had 45 girls in the video. Go check it out. Go check it out.
Check it out.
There was seven to about 10 girls for each scene.
And I know they was twerking from the beginning of the track. Yeah.
Go check it out.
Track.
It was so heavy when we put the video. I called my guy from the NBC, the Nigerian Censorship Board, and everything. I was like, look, come watch this video because I'm not going to put it on. Then you guys ban it. And I messed up.
Yeah.
And he walked. He said, no, that booty got to go. That booty got to go. This one got to go. That twerk scene got to go.
Yes, you only kept the yellow footballs going on, huh?
You're going to drop the uncut version? You know there's an uncut version.
The video still looks uncut though. To show you how much booty was in it, and then we reduced it.
Working, shaking that ass, but we all know that the booty is the cornerstone of every hip hop video.
Yeah, you know
it is though.
The rapper is 1,000 views. The booty is like 50,000.
Exactly.
I know, right? I know. That's the benefit. Especially if she has a dope ass face. Yeah. Especially.
Yeah. I got this shorty called. We like to call her Falila. Because there's a song Dami Crane did called Falila, and she was the lead girl.
Oh, okay.
But she's a twerk machine. Like, in the bill,
they
gave me, they put 30,000 naira for some bill. Short. And just for her. Twerk machine girl.
Wow.
And I didn't get it.
Ooh, now you get it.
Oh, all right. Now you get it. Speaking of that, we're about to drop another jam. You know, it's a Friday. Believe the hustle. It's your boy, Muriski Hustle Kid, PSDJs, and my main man. Duncan and N6 in the building. To leave the hype.
Nene.
Yeah. I want to go do the Nene with the boss.
For real, right?
Now watch me whip. Now watch me Nene.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me Nene.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Watch me Nene.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me Nene.
Can you do it?
Now watch me.
Watch me.
Break your leg, break the knot and break your leg, break 'em. Break your leg, break the knot and break your leg, break 'em. Break your leg, break the knot. Now I me bop, 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 bop. Now watch me whip,
hey.
Now watch me nene,
okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nene.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Watch me nene.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nene.
Can you do
now
it?
Now watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh,
okay.
Duff, 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 duff,
Whoa, that was Silento with the Nay Nay. The studio is lit. It's going down. I got PSD, you know, Tazo Kid, Duncan, and my main man, Ed Six. I'm your host, Muriski.
Huh?
You know, Believe the High Friday. It's going
down.
The thread
goes in, man.
Yo, the studio is lit, my boy. Don't forget to catch us on Twitter.
Yeah,
I am.
Hustle Kid,
what's your Twitter handle, homie?
Yo, my Twitter handle is at Hustle Kid, HustleKidD.
Underscore PSDJ, you know what it is.
Bang, bang. My N6 of life, pretty easy. Letter N, number 6, OFLIFE. All platforms, Twitter,
yeah.
Instagram, all that.
Hey, the studio is lit right now. Yeah,
some fire
out there in the north. Even though I spilled some chocolate milk on my top.
Yo, I told you about that. We ain't even gonna say the company
and
name because.
Sabaga, sabaga, dog. Yo, way
crazy.
Anyway, we're about to the next segment. We're about to introduce Hustle Kid is gonna handle that. What are your views on the industry, actually?
We're going to talk about the whole views on the industry, the South African industry. Mm. Y'all already know what my name is, Hustle Kid, just in case you missed that. Mm. If you want to find me on IG, is at, well, IG, Mr. Flatbush Kush. You know, I just opened it like 3 days ago.
Yeah,
you know, cause like, so yeah,
oh, you're
like,
still out there on the new new.
Uh-huh.
Exactly, because I'm not too big on the whole, you know what I mean? But yeah,
bona.
But anyway, yo, there's a lot of dope tracks out there.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie, because like, there's some songs like the minute the beat comes in, mm-hmm. the club goes crazy.
Are you talking about hip hop wise?
I'm talking about
hip hop wise.
Hip hop wise. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of hip hop, who's your favorite?
Damn, man. Favorite South African rapper right now. There's a couple of them, yo. I'm feeling some of these dudes because like I actually like some of their music because like when they speak their language, I'm like, damn, that's cool as shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Niggas like Casper. What's that other nigga? Ah, what's that?
Bozonke.
No.
Ricky Rick. Malum Kuke, Kulichana.
Trying to do what I do, the hook. Who's the dude on the hook?
That's Ricky Rick.
The dude on the hook, on the chorus?
Questa.
That dude.
Oh,
that
yeah,
chorus
that
is sick.
Dope.
Like, yeah, he kills that joint. But, like, he's one of the joints. He's one of the dudes that I'm, like, you know what I mean? I'm feeling they joints right now. Casper, a.k.a. is cool, definitely. And then the Les got that joint, Dice.
So nice.
When that joint drops in the club, yeah, it goes in. So, yeah.
And I saw Matt Alonso shot that for him, though.
Dome joints going in,
mm-hmm,
man.
Mm-hmm,
going
it's
in.
Going down. Speaking of which, a.k.a. got nominated for the BET Awards.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's up, though.
Shout out to
yeah.
him.
I hope an African rapper actually do win a BET Award. You know what I mean?
I actually wish it could happen.
But to be honest,
I don't know if it'll happen, but it should.
I think it should. He could win it.
It's possible.
He could win it.
It's possible.
I hosted him twice in Lagos, and he's got a mad following. I mean, there was Industry Night Lagos
and they turned
with a.k.a. And he didn't even get to perform till about 2 a.m.
That's
it was on a
the
Wednesday.
Usual.
It was worked the next morning.
The usual.
And he came and people waited and he shut it down. So if I must say, putting in work-wise, a.k.a.
Yeah.
has put in work.
Real talk, true.
Every other person just kind of deserves it. You know, I mean, every other name, Sakadee, David, Wizkid, they kind of deserve it, but for putting in work in the last 12 months.
And plus, it's hip hop, too. Like,
it's hip hop, especially
that's
from the southern tip of the hemisphere.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, South Africa loves rap music, man.
Africa in the whole, dog.
Even the party scene is like that.
It's still
shocking. I was at Kong on Sunday.
Yeah, big time.
For the first time. I was at Kong on Sunday.
Big time.
And my homeboy Wande Coe was meant to perform, so we came through. But I sat back and I watched almost all the acts perform, like
KO
in particular, AKA
Younger,
yeah.
And you guys love these guys out here.
Yeah,
you know,
do.
I mean, I look at the music from Nigeria, and I'm like, I hope it's just, you know, I don't know if does he get that love in
exactly,
his country.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's got the money to shoot the videos
yeah.
when he's meant to and drop
mm-hmm.
the album, but
yeah.
does he have that love? And I
that
came
support.
Here
and found out.
I saw the love. It was crazy.
Y'all
go in. South Africa loves their hip hop artists. That's a great feeling.
That's a great feeling. I see even the DJs are dropping singles. You know, okay. Speaking of which, I got PS DJs. They also got
course.
A single. It's on high rotation on Trace, MTV Base, and Channel O.
Damn.
What's up with that, Jen?
They're killing it.
Now they look familiar.
Now they look familiar.
Yo. didn't know I was in the building with a couple of superstars.
You guys join us, Red Button, man, one of the dopest as well in the country. You know, we've done a joint with him, you know. It's a hot joint, you know, it's out there. You can check it out on MTV.
Are you guys brothers?
Yeah, we are brothers.
Can't you tell? You see the whole Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Is it possible for you guys to drop the single?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, man. We gotta show you guys mad love. Let's hear this, man. Let's go. Gustav Machel and PS DJ.
That was Scoop Summer Shade by PSDJ. Catch them out at Club Kong every Friday, Haram on Saturday, Kong on Sunday. Catch them out there. Were you guys going to be at tonight?
Tonight we are in Sunnyside, Pretoria.
And
later on is Haram Rosebank.
Nice.
Okay.
I was in Pretoria yesterday. I got hit on.
Yo.
You know, man, shout outs to the South African women.
I'm telling you, dog. Ain't they bad, dog? Ain't they bad? Wait. Let's talk about, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What was the first thing that you noticed when you got to the airport, when you landed? Because I know what the first thing I noticed. What was the first thing you noticed?
You really want to know?
I really want to fucking know. Like right now.
I really want to know.
What
I nearly
noticed?
Proposed marriage to this shorty.
Oh, this guy. You have really left a lot of
Hey, yo. I nearly proposed marriage to this shorty. I got a mental picture
of what
my physical woman is going to look like. And,
you know,
I had barely sorted myself through immigration. And I saw this shorty. Mm. Well, luckily for me, she was a cop.
Mm.
Almost threatened to deport me.
You go out like that, you trying to date a cop?
No, apparently, you know, I saw her in some formal-looking uniform. I thought she was airport security or airport personnel, but she turned out to be like, you know, proper...
Real-life cop.
Yeah, real-life cop. And she stopped me, and she was like, yo, blah, 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 let me see your documents. Mm-hmm. And I showed her my documents.
Well,
she wants to search them.
I was like, are you going to search me? You going to pat me down?
Yeah, she's going to pat you all the way.
But she didn't. Her loss.
Come on, man.
She should have pat me down. She should have seen my interest.
I know, right?
Yeah, you know, below the belt, she should have seen my interest.
For real, right? Yo, man.
But y'all got some beautiful women. How do you guys stay in relationships in South
Africa?
That's what I be saying. I don't know about the guys that are in relationships.
Exactly. It's
just straight up real talk. Give validating.
Yeah.
Like,
yo. It's
Duncan,
crazy.
What are your views on that, though?
I second everything he said.
Exactly my point. I didn't even need to say.
Yo,
a lot.
Friday.
Too many.
It's Friday.
Too many.
A lot of women, especially gorgeous, sexy women, will be turning up tonight.
Yeah.
So I want y'all to check out this track me and my brother got. It's called Bitch Come Here.
Yeah.
No disrespect to the sexy ladies, but it's called Bitch Come Here. Go ahead, check the track out. It's crazy. We're going to upload it on Reverb soon.
Makes sense.
Shout out to Money Drop.
Big shout out to Money Drop Brooklyn.
Come in.
You already know what we do. Money Drop was good, my nigga. Black. Bitch, come in. I'm trying to fuck. Bitch, come in. I'm trying to fuck. Bitch, come in. I'm trying to fuck.
You know what?
Bitch, come in. This is the anthem right here, boy.
I don't usually condone profanity live on air, but we live, we're uncensored. It's beneath the hype. You know what I'm saying? Everything is live right now.
Turn up.
Live on Cliff Central.
Turn up.
Boy,
straight
you
up.
Bad.
Yo, that track right there, crazy, dog. The females is loving it. It's crazy. It ain't even uploaded yet.
And you know what the funny thing is?
What
in
up?
A club.
That's it.
They dance to it.
That's the shit.
You know, you get shorties that are always fronting like...
Yeah, a lot of fronters.
And I never came my mail, you know what
a
I'm saying?
A lot of fronters.
That,
a lot of fronters.
That's just some bullshit.
Yo, message to the ladies. If you're going to go out tonight, do not front at all. And try to get a dude and twerk on them. I mean, come on. 7th graders are twerking. And I'm sure you're like college students and stuff like that. So you might want to jump up on that. You know what I mean?
Because we call it
catching life. We be like, yo, you finna go to party? Yeah, dog. We got to go to that party tonight. We finna catch life with them shorties up in
Straight
there.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Actually, twerking is like a sport.
It's a dance, my G. It's a dance. Yeah, you the know, Caribbean women, the Jamaican women, they started it. Dominicans, all those Spanish shorties,
Speaking of which, you know SA Basketball doesn't even have cheerleaders like back in the
States. What the fuck is that about? Like, look, I'm a basketball player. When I'm playing ball, I'm looking at the cheerleaders just to get a little extra oomph. To shit on the team, your heart sauce. Like once I see a couple of them, I'm going fake them to the left, go to the right, straight drive it, finger roll, lay up. Come on now.
Ironically, the last person I'd play basketball for is a girl. Like if I'm playing by the sidelines and they got cheerleaders, they're the last motivation I need.
Did you let her run suicides?
Of course, I played professional Nigeria under 19.
I used to play for the Houghton Regionals.
Yo, suicides is the killers, dog.
We're the only shortest guy in the team.
Like, yo, we smokers now, but doing suicides right now would hurt. That shit would hurt.
Doing suicide now is suicide.
That would hurt, exactly. You'd be like,
can't even run for 10 minutes. You'd be out there coughing.
Yo, it's crazy. What's up with the models out here, though, yo? Like, there's a couple models out here, though.
But actually, speaking of models, let's talk about video vixens.
The industry here. Mm. Can we do that?
First of all, there's got to be paid. Do they? Nah, I don't think so, though. I think they still. I don't know, like. Because, like, dudes that shoot videos, I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but most people, even back home, Fabulous was paying shorties $100-$200 just to fall on the floor off the body.
And then what? But, like, even the main chicks?
Like, well, it depends on your age.
To be honest, I'm not too sure. I think
it depends on
being a pure video vixen, not the model type, the bootylicious video.
You have
to have some other hustle.
Exactly.
On the side, that's what I think it is. I just believe you're a pretty girl.
Yep.
You know, just put your booking information on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah.
Once I have to shoot a video, you know, just booking information.
I get it.
I see a lot of shorties on Instagram. They want to be video vixens, but they don't actually know how to go about it when it comes to the
just
corporate
put that,
side.
Just put that booking in your profile.
First of all,
check Lyra Galore. Sorry to interrupt you. You know that Lyra Galore chick? She started out being a video vixen for Peanuts.
Yeah.
And then she met, what's his name? Patrick Beverly, the dude who plays for Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And started dating him. And they met at a random shoot. Then she went to Drake.
Yeah.
And she put up a picture recently. She's officially dating Rick Ross. So
all
that flying around. Because I was wondering, every time she puts up a hotel picture on Instagram, I'm in this hotel, blah, blah, blah. It's somewhere Ross is touring at. You know, so some picture leaked. And, you know, so, hey, maybe being a video vixen, maybe they're looking for something extra. You could get that baby mama
on the side and get
that check for life.
Very true.
You know.
Speaking of that, all these hot honeys on Instagram, bro. There's this one.
Uh-huh.
I'll lie, I'm a
call
fan.
Her name. Jenny J. I call a few names.
Wait.
If you boo, if you're listening, I'm a fan.
Wait, what's her name?
Yasmin Estrada.
KEFIBOO.
Wait. You don't have
Instagram.
To give me the name because I'm trying to check it out. Okay.
Check it out. Okay. Trust me. Okay. Actually, let me find it for you. For
matter of fact,
let
me throw y'all a few names. I'm a Instagram troll. Jenny Jehan.
Brianna Betts. I follow Jenny Jehan.
Yasmin Estrada.
Uh-huh.
So Spider. That's that chick who started that twerk thing. Shout out to that show, man.
Shout out to the twerk team, man. They started it all.
Shout out to Miss Twerk Sum.
Yeah, Miss Twerk Sum is boss as well.
Straight up.
We could call names for days.
Nice. I know, right?
Shout out to Erin Bell.
I know, right?
She finna come to Nigeria pretty soon. We in love.
Uh-oh.
Off that Instagram comment box.
Oh, so you out there, Papa.
She puts up a hot picture. I say, babe.
That's how it be going, yo. That's how it be going these days. These days, you don't really have to, like, run into a hot chick in the grocery store and ask her out. You can just go up on your phone, go through IG, go through Twitter, go through Facebook, and be like, oh, what's up? What you doing next week, Friday? I'm free.
Like, oh,
you know what I mean? Look at these niggas. That's how I go these days. That's how I go these days. Like, females be hitting dudes up all day long on that joint, dog. Like,
since we're talking basketball, real quick, who you putting to win the NBA this season?
Yeah.
Cavaliers.
PSDJs, who you guys voting for?
I say Golden State.
Those are both my teams, too. Those are both my teams.
Miami Heat. LeBron James, what? Atlanta Hawks?
Lakers.
New York Knicks.
Damn. I'll go for Lakers, definitely.
The Lakers.
Yo, this
Okay, my money's on Cleveland Cavaliers. Miami Heat.
I'm here, Golden State. Repping that Golden State.
Yo, for real though, but don't forget I said it is either Golden State or Cavaliers that's going to win the championship.
And guess who's got the courtside seats? Hey, yo, Slip, I want my tickets.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're listening. For real, we need those tickets.
Courtside seats. Don't forget.
Why are you hating from outside the court? What's that South African minister? He was trending in my country for days. That was the reply to everything. Why are you hating from outside Las Vegas? You can't get in.
Mr. Vila Balula, that guy's classic.
What?
I saw that tweet. That was funny.
It's the new way to talk now in my country. Yeah, I saw the dumb question.
Yo, that bitch better have my money, though. I know that for sure.
Yeah,
I know that for
up.
Sure. Talk about that.
Since you've been talking about ladies, I think we should make them happy.
Yeah. 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 Let's go, son.
Turn up.
Welcome back to Believe the Hype with your boy Muriski, live and rewired on Cliff Central with my boy Duncan, Hustle, KPS, DJs, and my main man, N6. That was Rihanna with Bitch Better Have My Money. Turn up.
She got it. But yo, coming up.
You got me feeling like a pimp. Bitch Better Have My Money.
Yo, we might as well just tell the people what they gotta like expect all the time. That dopeness.
Believe the Hype is a hub for corporate entertainment. Anything that has to do with the corporate side of street culture, from graffiti,
all that entertainment,
skateboarding, DJing, production, video production, music production, video vixens, what I'm saying? Hype magazine, brands, brand managers,
brand associations,
everything. That's what we about.
Yep.
When I say Believe the Hype,
believe it,
hashtag
man.
I am urban street culture, that's what we're talking about.
Real talk.
Yeah.
That's what it is, though.
So, what's good, Hustle Kid?
Yo.
What you got planned for the weekend?
For the weekend, probably party up as usual.
Where can people find you at,
Well, this weekend, probably, I don't know what I'm going to do, to tell you the truth. But
I know what I'm going to do from here.
I know I'm going to... that and...
I know what
stuff.
I'm going to do from
here. But, as it goes, you know how it go on. Like, people just hit you up. Yo, there's a party here. Boom, boom, pow. There's a party here. Boom. Oh, there's a party here. Bow. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, just keep jumping. But, basically... It's crazy. It's going to be a crazy weekend. Y'all be safe, you know what I mean? Police is out there arresting all types of people.
Yeah.
So y'all be careful. Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. Don't smoke and drive.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you'll go to jail, come out on Monday.
They are hungry, so they hustling too. So just don't be a scapegoat.
No disrespect to
the law. No disrespect at all, but you know.
Do you follow the law?
You know what I mean? They on the hustle.
Follow the law.
So let's just
follow the law.
People be safe for real, for real. Don't drink and drive too. Too many accidents out there.
Yeah, straight.
For real.
Straight. You guys be cool out there. You know, the video vixens. We're about to drop a mixdown. But before that, I've got another exclusive from N6.
Oh. Word.
You know what I mean?
Word. Is it? Nah. Don't even do it, though. Don't do it. They got to wait. Make them wait for that, all right? Make them wait.
That's the last drop?
We can't just be giving them all that.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Speaking of which, let me tell you guys my weekend plans from here.
Yeah.
We're going straight to a music video by
Nicole. True.
You have my main N6.
AKA is supposed to be there, right?
Yeah. So it's going to go down. N6 PS DJs, through. What's good? Before Sunnyside, what activity are you guys getting into?
Weekend,
are you guys
man.
Coming with me? We're going to turn up. We're going to do something.
Let's hit the video shoot.
Yeah, that's
let's
what we're
going to
do.
It right.
Big
and
shout out to
Wande
Cole. Big shout out to TC. Big shout out to Stephen G. And the whole Niger camp, you know,
Stevie G, my nigga.
Shout out.
And big shout out to Duncan. What you getting up to this weekend?
I'm in Angola, na bafazi, pos I am.
Oh, what do you say?
Abafazi, are you
abafazi?
I am so left out. What do you say?
He's gonna get some ass.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, though. That's what's up.
He's gonna get some booty.
Always in the plans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Just to let the blood flow. You know,
Ayo. Talk about Ayo. With this instrumental playing in the background, you heard Pilot and all those crazy joints 50 drop, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. 50, woo. 50 made me happy when he came back with all those hits. He made me happy. 50's era was actually quite nice, though.
Yeah, you know?
Made me happy.
He was rocking the club scene.
Yeah, but with the new stuff now, Pilot and all that other shit, Smoke, the joint he did with Trey Songz.
Oh, yeah. Those joints, dope joints.
They've been killing the clubs back home. I've already got
you know which other song that I like? You know that song with Kid?
Yeah.
It never went commercial.
That one,
you got a viral video.
Yep, that one. Yep.
Big Booty Benz. That's a badass track. That's my jam. I wake up to that song every time.
You talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, hey, great show though, right?
Yeah, always, all day, every day.
Yeah, y'all go by the name of
House Mafia.
Y'all already know. What's poppin'?
Yo, we live and rewired on Believe the Hype, right?
They gotta believe it.
On Cliff Central.
They gotta believe it, man.
Do you believe the hype?
Hey, it's real, though.
Gotta believe it, man.
It's real.
I believe the hype, man.
All right, I see you. I see you. What's up with the music, though? I'm waiting for Pursue Money, yo.
I'm trying to find that song.
Oh, yeah?
This is a problem.
Oh, all right. Okay. They say good things do come to those who wait. Bear with me. My main man, Duncan, is going to drop something that everybody likes.
Yeah, basically.
Right now.
Holla.
CliffCentral.com.